The leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, was attacked with a dagger before Salatul Fajr. Despite being severely wounded, he offered Salah to the last breath of his life. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Miswar bin Makarma radiallahu ta'ala said that when Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam was wounded with a spear, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala went to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala and a cloth was tied on him. We said to everybody, we each said to each other, that he will only get up quickly for Salah. We humbly said, O leader of the believers, Salah. Having heard this, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, he got up and he said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who misses his Salah has no part in Islam. Allahu Akbar. He radiallahu ta'ala then offered the Salah in the state of being wounded. Allahu Akbar. What excuses do we make for missing the Salah? And I'm using the word excuse. On purpose I'm using the word excuse because they are excuses. There is no excuse to miss your Salah. If you're in a state that you can't get up, then read it sitting down. If you're in a state that you can't sit up, then read it lying down. There is no excuse for missing the Salah. But we make 1,001 excuses. The boiler's not working, the water's going to be cold. I'll get a fever. I'm not going to read the Namaz. Oh, I'm a bit tired. I'll read it tomorrow. I just want to watch the end of this film. I'll watch the end of this film. Never mind. I'm going out with my friends. I haven't got time to read my namaz. I've got to be at such and such place, at such and such time, and because of that, I can't read my namaz. You're at a wedding. You're eating the food. And you think, nobody else is getting up. Never mind. I'll miss my salah as well. Nobody's doing it here. It's not going to wash on the Day of Judgment. If you're asked that, why did you not read your Salah on that day, you can't say, well, nobody else was reading it. The question is going to be asked, why didn't you read it? You're traveling in your car. The Namaz time is coming to an end. It's coming to a time where you've got to miss your Salah. You're going to miss your Salah. What are you going to do? I'm traveling. It's raining. I can't do it. No, stop the car. What harm will it be if you read the Namaz in the rain for a few moments? You know, someone said, and I think I've said this a few times before, that when you perform a sin, whatever the sin is, yeah, and you ask people, why do you perform the sin? They say, we perform the sin, why? Because we enjoy it. We enjoy committing adultery. We enjoy smoking drugs. We enjoy drinking alcohol. We enjoy gambling. We enjoy doing these things. Allah. Astaghfirullah. The pleasure that you get from that sin will soon disappear. What will stay with you is the sin. The sin will stay with you forever. But that hardship of having to read your namaz, yeah, maybe you're traveling and you're having to stop at a service station and you get your janamaz out and you read it there and it's a little bit cold. Or the fact that you're having to stop at a service station and you get some water out of the car and you perform the wuzu at the side of the car and it's cold water and you're getting cold. That wuzu, that cold that you're feeling, that shivering that you're feeling, when you read your namaz, how long does it last? Okay, you get a fever, you get a cold. How long does that last? It only lasts for a short amount of time. The pain lasts for a short amount of time. But the good deed lasts forever. So we need to make a habit of reading our Salah. Salah, viewers of Madani Channel, is that act that leads to paradise. Salah is the best deed for all the believers. Salah is the nur for all of us. The one who performs Salah, he's actually talking to Allah Azza wa Jalla without any representative. Paradise. We are told paradise becomes wajib for the person who offers 2 rakat salah with humbleness. 2 rakat salah with humbleness. 2 rakat salah, we are told, is better than the world and whatever it contains. Salah is the favorite deed given by Allah Azza wa Jalla. For every sajda in salah, 1 virtue is recorded, 1 sin is removed, and 1 rank is elevated. A person who performs salah will be made to enter paradise safely on the Day of Judgment. Salah removes your sins. Salah washes away the dirt and filth of sins. 1 salah washes away the sins which were committed between this salah and the previous salah. You know, when you wash yourself, yeah? When you wash yourself, depending the amount of dirt that's on your hand depends on when you last wash yourself. If you've not washed yourself for a long period of time, there'll be a lot of dirt on your hand. But if you're constantly washing yourself, your hands will never get dirty. If you're constantly praying Salah 5 times a day, and you're doing the Nafl Salah as well, then these sins will never come to you because you're constantly washing away those sins. Salah destroys evil. A Salah offering person spends his night peacefully. Those people that struggle to sleep at night, those people that are anxious and struggle all night, read your salah. A salah offering person will enter paradise. Innocent angels intercede with Allah Azza wa Jal on the salah offering person's behalf for forgiveness. A salah offering person is protected by Allah Azza wa Jal. Salah makes dua for the protection of the salah offering person. A salah offering person is a perfect believer. A salah offering person will be given the full return of that salah. And salah disgraces shaitan. Please, for the sake of your iman, get into a habit of reading salah. We say it so many times, but for some reason that shaitani whisper continues in our mind, that tiga he's told us, yeah, we know it's important to read our number, yeah, we know we need to read our number, but. What's but? What but? There is no buts. Read your namaz. There's no excuses for reading your namaz.